Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 8th, 2018. Today, in 2011, right extremist terrorist Beate Chape of the National Socialistic Underground, or the NSU, turned herself in after being a fugitive for 4 days. 4 months after a controversial color campaign by environmental activists at the Große Stern, police searched apartments nationwide on Wednesday morning. According to the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office, a total of 29 search warrants were executed in several federal states. Among the locations was also Greenpeace's headquarters in Hamburg, as a spokesperson for the Environmental Protection Organization confirmed. For Greenpeace, the searches were unacceptable, according to Speaker Christian Busseau, calling them an attack on the freedom of expression in order to suppress peaceful protest for more environmental protection. As reported previously by Berlin Briefing, the streets around the Große Stern at the Siegessäule were colored yellow with ecologically degradable and washable paint on June 26th of 2018. From above the road, the network then looked like a big sun. With the color protest under the motto, Sun Instead of Coal, they protested against the meeting of the Coal Commission. Left and green politicians spoke of, quote, excessive criminalization of climate protectors and intimidation. The Berlin CDU, on the other hand, welcomed the searches. According to transport policy spokesman Oliver Federici, there cannot be a carte blanche for questionable actions by environmental activists. The Berlin AfD said that those who endanger people must be severely punished. Martin Steltner, spokesperson of Berlin's public prosecutor's office, said on Wednesday that, quote, it is not a matter of criminalizing Greenpeace, but of naming those responsible for this action, which has possibly crossed the border to punishability. The public prosecutor's office accused the activists of pouring 3,500 liters of paint onto the roadway. Because the road markings could no longer be seen and the road became very slippery, many road users were considerably endangered. A motorcyclist and a cyclist had fallen, and there had also been rear-end collisions with material damage. Several affected road users then reported the incident to the police. The prosecutors want to find the organizers and helpers of the action. So far, according to Steltner, 19 people are known by name. Those affected could avert the search by voluntarily surrendering the computers and data carriers they've been looking for. Immediately after the campaign, strong criticism had already been voiced. On the one hand, it was about traffic safety, and on the other hand, it was about pollution. The BSR was on the road for hours in order to clean up the area. The costs were exactly €14,019.75. Greenpeace nevertheless rated the campaign a success, stating that it was definitely worth the effort to point out the coal problem. Berlin's Senator for the Environment, Regina Günther, non-party for the Greens, had also shown understanding during a speech in the Berlin House of Representatives. One must look whether the paint was really pollution-free and whether humans were endangered. If humans were not endangered, NGOs could also choose spectacular actions if they lead to the public being informed, as stated by Günther. The Berlin Museum für Naturkunde wants to catch up with the world's big museums with a financial injection of more than €500 million. General Director Johannes Vogel announced on Wednesday that plans for the next 10 years include a five-fold increase in the exhibition area to 25,000 square meters, a new building, and the complete digitalization of the collection. The intention is to develop into a globally networked research museum with the themes of biodiversity, evolution, science, and society. So far, 85% of the museum is considered dusty, beyond the well-known dinosaur exhibit. Only a few thousand of the approximately 30 million objects can be shown at all. On Thursday, the Federal Budget Committee wants to approve around €330 million for the museum's future plan. The chairman, Johannes Kaas of the SPD, said that a majority is considered certain. Berlin is adding 330 million euros from its pot for special investments. Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller of the SPD, called the money blessing for the museum a, quote, entry into a new age. 2 weeks after the launch of their controversial teacher reporting portal, the Berlin AfD received 5,000 tips, according to their own statements. AfD education policy spokesman Franz Kircher announced on Tuesday that in 10 cases, the faction had become active as a, quote, mediator, with the goal of scheduling a discussion between parents and teachers or the school management. Among the reports, however, there was also spam, or not serious hints, to a rather small extent. Kircher assumes that the number of reports will increase significantly after the end of the autumn holidays. On the internet site, pupils and parents can communicate if teachers in instruction express themselves critically to the AfD. According to its own statement, the faction wants to contribute to the implementation of the principle of neutrality at Berlin schools. Education Senator Sandra Schiedes of the SPD has called for not participating in the portal, adding that the AfD wants to instrumentalize schools for their purposes, mistrust, and denunciation. Kircher rejected this and announced that the portal would be continued indefinitely. Comparable sites already exist in some other federal states and are planned in others. In most cases, the parliamentary group had been able to help the inquirers, most of them pupils, with concrete formulations or a hint to look for the conversation. Kircher assured that the data records would be deleted after clarification of the respective case. Details of this type of reports would not be made public for data protection reasons. Berlin's Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD has banned a right-wing demonstration planned for the 80th anniversary of the pogrom night. According to a letter directed to the organizers, the event would, quote, blatantly negate the meaning and moral ethical significance of this day of remembrance. The ban also extends to all substitute events. Right-wing extremists and right-wing populist groups had called for a, quote, funeral march for the dead of politics for tomorrow, November 9th. Geisel explained that, quote, our democracy must and can endure a lot, but it does not have to put up with everything, especially not from those who actually despise our democratic community. He finds the idea of right-wing extremists marching through the government district on the 80th anniversary of the Reichspogromnacht, or Night of Broken Glass, possibly in the dark with burning candles, intolerable. Geisel accused the organizers of deliberately provoking the victims and their descendants, adding that, quote, here, the red lines are continuously shifted to the right. We must no longer tolerate open right-wing extremism under the guise of freedom of expression. All Democrats should stand up together and say stop, up to here and no further. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.